My guest today on the school report is Tom Haas. Tom is the principal at Garraway High School and Middle School. Mr. Haas, welcome.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
There's a lot of stuff going on. We're getting toward Thanksgiving break. We'll talk about that in just a bit. But leading things off, the Garraway National Honor Society had the opportunity to help the community. Explain what happened there.
Yeah, so they spent a few weeks going through the building, and we had a little grade-level competition that they put together. So every grade was collecting items, cleaning supplies, paper products, personal hygiene items for the Tuscarawas County Homeless Shelter.
Talk a little bit about what went into that. So who ended up collecting the most?
Our seventh grade class stood out and collected almost 300 items on their own. Within that grade level, it was impressive. They took over the whole building, basically. They almost doubled what our staff brought in, which thankfully our staff stepped up as well to bring in some items. In total, we went just over 780 total items donated to the Tuscarawas County Homeless Shelter.
Nice. And what does it mean to you as principal to see your kids respond and help out others in need?
That is one of our pillars here, that we really want to push our kids to focus in on how they can be a good civic duty member. So how can they help out their communities, whether donating their time, donating items, or just being there for their neighbor?
Absolutely. And another class was able to help out in a different way. The industrial tech class helped out in the football side of things. Explain how that happened.
It was really impressive. We knew that we had to do some weird corrections in our visitors' locker room because it just was not up to date the way it needed to be. So that the teacher, Mr. Preston Elmore, went in there and he took his students in there, and they designed and then built and then installed all the new benches and shelving throughout the whole visitors' locker room. And I remember a few games walking in as we brought in the team, and they were just astounded at how nice it looked and how clean it looked. And it was really good to have our students being the ones that were pouring into that.
That reflects also on the school as well, that you take pride in what teams that come to play you, the facilities they have to get ready for the game.
Absolutely. They should feel good when they're here. Not necessarily that we want them to play particularly well. We look forward to a good game, but we definitely want them to feel like they're here and they're not in rags at all while they're playing against us.
As I mentioned a little earlier to lead off the broadcast, Thanksgiving break is coming up. It's that end of year activity period. All the kids get excited. Talk a little bit about some of the things that are coming up that parents need to be aware of.
Yeah, so we will start our Thanksgiving break on November 26th. Now, we do have school that day, but students will be out at 12:30 on that day for the 712 building. The exciting part is that's our annual student versus staff pickleball tournament that we put on for the leading class that won the donation drive that we had for the Tuscarawas County Homeless Shelter. So the staff will face up against some seventh graders and have a little fun on that day as we go into Thanksgiving break.
All right. Anything else you would like to add before we wrap up?
Well, I just wanted to thank WKLM for coming out and supporting all of our games that they put out, and hopefully look forward to a long, prosperous year.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Haas, thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us. My guest today on the School Report has been Tom Haas, principal of the Garraway 7-12 building. This is the School Report on WKLM.